ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government's being accused of failing New Zealand and Pacific Islander teenagers, with welfare groups saying that teens are being left homeless because of an unfair Australian policy. Well, Australia and New Zealand have always had a close relationship that hasn't extended to their welfare schemes, with many Kiwis in Australia being denied basic government support. But it wasn't always like that. And so welfare groups are upping the ante. They've written an open letter to the New Zealand Prime Minister, calling on her to put the pressure on Australia. Our reporter Nick Fogarty explains.
I've seen a fair bit. If it was my time, it's my time. But they've got a lot to live for. They're only young.
Reginald Miller moved to Australia from New Zealand in his late 20s. Not long after, he was injured while working his job in security, was then fired and ended up living in his car.
You're in a caught in a catch-22. You go to apply for a job. The employer says, wants your details, so where you're living. You put no fixed abode, so they don't hire you because you've got no accommodation. You can't get accommodation because you haven't got a job to pay for it. So it's a vicious cycle.
As a Kiwi, he wasn't entitled to welfare payments from the Australian government, known as Centrelink. That's because he'd arrived just a few months after new legislation passed through Parliament, as the 2001 Family and Community Services Legislation Amendment for New Zealand citizens. He was also unable to access parenting payments, and so the single father had to let other family members care for his daughter. He's attempted suicide and spent time in the psych ward of the hospital in Frankston. But he sees himself as a survivor of the 2001 legislation, and says right now it's today's youth with KiwiLinks who need to be protected.
They need stability. They need to basically know that they are, that their government does care. And they need to know that their chosen government cares, or that their parents' chosen government, because not all of these youth that are homeless were born in New Zealand. Some of them were born here in Australia, to New Zealand parents, but born here in Australia.
It's the welfare of these Kiwi youth that's the main concern of Melbourne Community Legal Centre, West Justice. It sent an open letter to New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, urging her to formally raise the issue with the Australian government. West Justice lawyer Shauna Moore says they realised there was a problem when they began running legal clinics in high schools in their council area of Wyndham, which has around 10,000 New Zealand citizens living in it.
Well, children from New Zealand who came to Australia after 2001 are denied financial support, even if they're homeless and living on the streets. So the inability to access the income support means that these children don't have a safety net. And if there's a family breakdown or conflict in the home, which I often saw, often these Kiwi teens find themselves couch surfing or sleeping rough without any access for financial assistance from the Australian government. And many of these children live their entire lives in Australia. The consequences that I saw, especially for young girls, are shocking. I worked with many girls who spoke about being forced into intimate relationships, unplanned pregnancies, sexual abuse, and some who we saw on the story turned to sex work in order to financially support themselves.
Homeless Australian teenagers living in New Zealand, though, are entitled to benefits in the form of the youth payment. Lawyer Shauna Moore says it would be a relatively minor burden on the Australian taxpayer to provide reciprocal support benefits for the estimated 160 homeless Kiwi teenagers in Australia. She also says both countries are morally responsible for finding a joint solution. West Justice is yet to receive a formal response to its letter from the New Zealand government, but in a statement to the ABC, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern acknowledged the inequity and said they would keep using diplomatic channels to seek a return to the equity that existed before 2001. Melbourne-based social worker Maria Kumar is another who'd welcome that.
There are no options out there for Kiwis should they become unemployed.
Her group, Iwi and Oz, was one of 38 organisations to co-sign the open letter. Iwi and Oz supports homeless New Zealanders affected by Australian migration laws, and Maria Kumar says a common theme among the homeless Kiwis she's met is a lack of understanding.
Is the reason why a lot of families migrate over here, hoping, you know, to get work and get ahead in their life, because they feel that they are not going to get that in New Zealand. We know what it's like in New Zealand. I mean, the cost of living over there is high, but their wages are very low. But a lot of families that do migrate here to Australia need to be educated before coming over here that it's not a country of opportunity like it used to be back in the 70s or 80s.